Let's speak to our political editor, Mark Devenport. Good morning to you, Mark. Good
morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So if I just give you a sense of some of the messages coming into us, both on Twitter and text messages. I'll read just this one. Edwin Poots has announced the DUP leader's resignation on Nolan this morning. This is revenge. How do you interpret it?
I think they're about right there, actually. I think it was a mischievous intervention by Edwin Poots. He knows that the situation is by no means as clear as he was making out when he was saying, oh, it's public knowledge that he's going to go. I mean, there's a lot of speculation that Peter Robinson would like to stay on and ideally win back East Belfast for the DUP, potentially with Gavin Robinson winning it back, and that maybe after that he would go. But in terms of interviews, there's been a fair bit of ambiguity as to exactly when he would go. I certainly have him on camera, I think, from last year saying that he would stay through all the electoral cycles, including the Assembly election. Last night up at Stormont, when this reshuffle was being announced, DUP sources were saying, oh, yes, this is an indication that he is staying on, that this is him stamping his authority on the party. So Edwin, in saying, that we should all wake up and just simply read what's already public knowledge, I think is stirring the pot a little bit.
Let's just take stock of how the two positions are not consistent. Let's just take stock about how one senior member of the DUP is saying black and Peter Robinson is saying white. As recently as last night, the First Minister in this country gave this indication about his intentions to stay as the leader of his party.
So, yeah, I am here and I'll continue to be here for as long as the electorate and the party want me to be here.
Sorry to tell you this, Peter. Not according to Edwin Poots, who said this. So he's told you that, has he?
Oh, that's public knowledge.
Okay. So I didn't know it was public knowledge. So Peter Robinson is to stand down before the Assembly elections?
As I recall what was in the Belfast Telegraph, yes.
Well, forget about what's in the Belfast Telegraph. You know that to be a fact. You say it's public knowledge.
Well, that's what the interview that he carried out. And they referred to months, so months is generally taken to be less than a year.
And as you say, Mark, Edwin Poots is a very, very experienced politician. It is very, very unlikely he said that by mistake. So he's given Robinson months before he's gone.
Yes, I think this is part of the general sort of tug of war going on within the DUP. I think Peter Robinson knows that there were some within the Assembly group and also, I suppose, within the Westminster group not entirely happy about his leadership. I think he decided to face them down in the reshuffle yesterday and sort of made a few moves, which in some ways were astute because it wasn't as if he just put those who were considered extremely close to him in these positions. In a way, he put people who, in some ways, in terms of coming from, I suppose, the sort of fundamentalist wing, maybe closer to Ian Paisley's traditions, in a way he was seeking, I suppose, to split the opposition against him. But whatever has happened, Edwin Poots, who has not only lost his own job, even though he says he's happy about the situation, I think there must be a little bit of soreness there. There must be a bit of soreness about what's happened to Paul Given. And I think, yes, he used your show in a fairly deliberate way to hit back.
Is this the revenge of the Paisley camp?
Well, as I say, I think that the appointments probably, to some extent, split the Paisley camp. It's not clearly sort of a Robinson versus Paisley camp struggle. I think that is going on in the background. But I'm not sure that, for instance, Ian Paisley Jr. would be that unhappy about the appointment of either Jim Wells or Mervyn Storey. But I think if Peter Robinson thought, well, this reshuffle will simply put these tensions to bed, Edwin Poots has given him an answer this morning.
There is one clear question to DUP central office this morning, to DUP headquarters this morning. Is Edwin Poots right that Peter Robinson is to step down as leader of the party within months? And obviously the people of this country are entitled to a reply on that, and a crystal clear reply if the DUP former health minister, senior member of the party, has said that is exactly what's happening and it is public knowledge that is happening. Mark, thank you.